Pedro, starting with you, just plain and simple tonight, this team has had a very good mentality all year. And was that the main area, mental lapses, that you guys mostly faltered in tonight?
No, I mean, in the first half, when we got leading 2-0, our mentality was the same, but to score a little goal to get us on the game. But obviously, the second half, we started the second half to the third goal. We knew it was hard to be back to the game, but we always tried to score a goal. But
and going back to you, Pedro, Caleb mentioned New York City breaking lines a bit too much. You guys apparently talked a lot about that before the game. What do you think contributed to that, or what were kind of the biggest errors in the tonight?
Can you repeat?
I guess what I'm asking is, what do you think the biggest errors were that Caleb mentioned of they broke your lines pretty easily tonight?
Yeah, because they do very well, because they overlap more midfield, with Medina coming inside, Morales coming inside, come low, so for us was tough to stop that, but in my opinion they do very well. So this is why I think they are one of the best teams in soccer. They like to combine, and we knew it then. But today we stopped their attack, and they scored for goals.
Or go ahead. I'll send it over to you, Derek. I know you came off the bench for today. And Caleb mentioned that he liked the energy that you guys had in the second half. He feel that the energy in the second half was pretty good for you guys, especially off the bench. And I know you guys haven't had too many losses like this within the last year and a half, so how confident are you that you'll be able to bounce back quickly from this? And you guys obviously are a team with a very strong mentality. You've shown that many times before. So how confident are you guys that you'll be bouncing back after a loss like this?
Very confident. We understand, we're a good team. We have a good players. So, sometimes these things happen. You don't want it to happen. But the best thing about, I guess, this loss, the fact that we have a game on Wednesday, so it's a good turnaround. So we will watch films, and we need to pick, but we can also move on and get ready for that couple game on Wednesday.
Derek, I'm sure you've had results like this on prior teams. You played on good teams at Red Bulls. Just take us, I guess, a little longer when things like this happen. What does that do for a group, next day of training? How much does this kind of motivate you, not just in the next game, but I guess kind of stick with you throughout a year?
I think it's just a mental thing to think about. We have a bunch of competitors on this team. I think our team is as well, but when you get a result like this, it stinks for sure. So we're definitely going to use this to motivate for the next game, and hopefully this pushes us on to get some good results and climb up the table.